The main door was open, but the glass storm door was closed, keeping her contained inside. She was obviously pissed from the way she was shouting something that sounded distinctly like, "Bad, bad, bad," at my door while she smacked it. "No outside right now," I said as I stepped away from the window to get her. She loved being out there, feeling the breeze on her face and the grass under her hands. But I still hadn't adapted to the new hotter climate or the yard. "Mama, sorry, Yaya." She stopped smacking the door but didn't look my way, grinning outside instead. I stopped at the hall, stretching my arms out to her, but she ignored me. "Yaya," I said. But she laughed at something on the other side of the door. Shaking my head, I bent to scoop her into my arms.
"What are you grinning at, juicy girl? You see a butterfly or something?" I asked, and she babbled a response as she pointed a chubby hand at the door. I turned to see where she was pointing and sucked in a breath as I locked eyes with the man of my dreams. I mean, one of the guys working on my yard. He was on my porch.
"I think she was trying to tell me I was doing it wrong," he said, gesturing at Yara with one hand, removing his hat with the other. My heart definitely stopped for a few seconds when I heard him speak. We may not have been in New Orleans, but the city was all over his deep, rumbling voice, and it made me tingly in long-neglected places. Places that hadn't seen any excitement since I pushed a baby out. I didn't say anything, couldn't say anything. The man, plus that voice, plus that accent had me thinking dirty things. Very dirty things.